The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they might invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Your Gospel, your sins be wiped away.
For those of you seeing me for the first time, I have indicated in the masses I celebrate that I like to step down here to preach so that I remind myself of that Vatican II saying, "The people of God." Just make little efforts, listen carefully, you will get my accent and get my message. So my accent is somehow corrupted. So I'm like St. Patrick, you know, St. Patrick of Ireland. They would say he speaks with accent. I'm originally from Nigeria. So when I will go home, sometime I went home to wed somebody, and there were about six priests there. So I did the homily. So the young priest, the MC, came to me and said, "Father, you speak with accent." And I come back to the United States, and when I celebrate Mass, they say, "Father Hilary speaks with accent." I say, "Okay." So I go to Italy, when I speak Italian, they will still say, "I speak with accent." So just be patient with me, all right? My dear friends, some of you here in your shelves, in your bookshelf, in your collection, you might have seen or you must have kept one important book. This book has been translated into many languages. This book was written in the Middle Ages, in 1430. That was when that book was written, and that book is still relevant today. So I can assure you that up to 10 or 20 of you have that book here. I can take a vow and I'll be correct. That book was written by a Dutch-German monk. It was written by a monk, German monk, in 1430. That was when that book was written. And you know the name of that book? The Imitation of Christ. Am I correct? Most of you have that book. The Imitation of Christ. Think about it. 1430. And this is 2020. And you see how important that book is. So what does that book remind us? Our Christian vocation, Our vocation is to imitate who? Jesus. We must be Christ-like. Learn from me, for I am humble. Learn from me. This is Jesus. And so, the readings of today brings us to our identity as Catholics. If you enter any Catholic home, you will know. By their fruits, you shall know them. And how do you know that you have entered a Catholic home? There must be some signs and symbols. Some signs and symbols that tell you this is a Catholic home, even in your car. And what is that? Either you have the crucifix. This crucifix should be hanging somewhere, or the statue of Jesus should be hanging somewhere, or the statue of our Mother Mary, different types, but there's something like that, or the statues, or every other thing of the saints which we have devotion to, Padre Pio, St. Faustina, anything. But then the rosary, something tells you that this is a Catholic home. And you ask yourself, why do we keep these statues? Why do we keep them? If you ask some people, oh, I'm keeping this to protect my home. I'm keeping this to, yes, it's very important. But far beyond that, we keep that, looking at them to remind us that we should imitate them. You must imitate them. Who is humbler than Jesus? Pick your Bible when you go home. Turn to St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 11. That is when the theologian St. Paul captured the humility of Jesus Christ. And he said, though Jesus was in the form of God, he did not count equality with him a thing to be grasped. He humbled himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man. And when he was found in the likeness of man, he humbled himself and became obedient even unto death. Therefore, God has highly exalted him, that at the mention of that name, every knee must bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He humbled himself, taking the form of a servant. And God exalted him. And that's what Jesus is reflecting. If you humble yourself, you will be exalted. See, that's why we keep Jesus and we imitate him. Now you look at our Mother Mary. The angel Gabriel came and said everything he wants to say. And she just responded, how can this happen to me, since I do not know any man? The power of the Holy Spirit will overtake you. Please, I'm going to take your 5 minutes today. My homily will be long, so be patient with me, because you may not see me again. So the power of the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And the child you should be born is this. Mary kept quiet. Then the angel said, and your sister, your cousin, Elizabeth, whom they considered barren, is now pregnant with a son, 6 months. Look at the humility of Mary, captured in our Magnificat. Mary traveled to see the sister, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth confirmed, who am I that the mother of my Savior should come to me? The moment you greeted me, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And Mary said, the Almighty has done great things for me. Holy his name. Because he looked on the humility of the handmaids. Humility. And Mary manifested that at the wedding feast in Cana. When the wine got finished, she didn't go to say, hey, look, my son can give you wine. Keep quiet. She sealed her mouth and said, whatever he asks you to do, do it. My dear brothers and sisters, let us come back to the readings of today. The first reading from Ben Sirach says, my son, my child, do everything with humility. The greater you are, the greater you think you are, the more humble you should be. Why? The greater you think you are, think of your beginning and think of your end. What is that word, humility? It came from the Latin word humus, which is what? Soil. On Ash Wednesday, what happens? You are marked with an ash. Remember that you are dust, and thus you shall return. Think about it. Humility, the soil. We match on it, we do everything, but it's carrying the word, it's carrying everything. It opens up, we get swallowed. And so, what is it? You consider yourself smart, intelligent, beautiful, rich? Think about your beginning. You came with nothing. You were helpless when you were born. And we're going back. That's what Jesus is telling us. We have to be humble. Bring yourself down. This is what you do. If you are Christ-like, bring yourself down. Anywhere you find yourself. If you bring yourself down, God takes the glory. To God be the glory. Because everything came from him. If you are humble, you can pray. If you are humble, you can listen. If you are humble, just like Jesus said in the gospel, you'll be able to identify with the poor, the crippled, the sick. Because it is just God's privilege that you are what you are. St. Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Who are you? What are you? Think about it. It is God's gift. So today, we are called to remember our vocations as Christians, as Christ followers, to learn from him, to be humble. That's just the ticket. If you have that sense of humility, wherever you are, you'll be a person of peace. If you are home, you'll be a person of peace. And what does Jesus say? Whoever thinks that is going to be the greatest among you must be what? The servant. He laid the example. Tied towel, knelt down, and washed the feet of his disciples. What can we learn from that? And so today, on this day, the first reading, the second reading, the gospel is talking about humility. If you humble yourself, God will exalt you. You see, when we pray, the Jewish manner of prayer, our Father, we are looking up. We are here. Let us fall like rose flower, the seed. You drop it, nobody sees it. One day it blossoms and it shines. And so as Christians, let us ask the good Lord to give us the grace. Separated from me. Separated from me. You can do absolutely nothing. It is the grace of God that will let you know that you are nothing and you can do nothing without his grace. So may this grace be abundant for us in our journey of life through Christ our Lord. Amen.